For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Cindy Burgess Gerson, what an amazing person. You can't have a burger without Berg, Megan Berg.
Just saying, okay.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Christy Dougherty, the OG Prime Supreme.
And our super-duper premium sponsor, Kelly Grant, the most gorgeous girl in Texas. We love you. Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on Yule Bravs. I'm Ronnie Cameron from Trash Talk TV and the Rose Pricks Bachelor Podcast, which is back this week. And here I am with my gorgeous, talented, and almost a Christmas break little friend, Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Blog and the Banta Blender. Hello, Ben.
Hello, Ronnie. How are you on this doing? Amazing? I'm so excited. Beverly Hills is back.
I love Beverly Hills. I'm so excited it's back. And I don't know if you heard, but Perdita at SNL.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about this podcast, Watch What Crappens, but last time I checked, it was not parodied on SNL like Erica Jane was. Erica Jane on SNL.
Everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens. We have shows to for you to come see. Boston in January. I'm trying to remember. Boston in January, Houston and Detroit in March, and Chicago in May. So go to watchwhatcrappens.com and buy those tickets. That's all we want for Christmas. All I want for Christmas is ticket sales.
Ticket sales mean a lot.
They do.
To both of us on this warm day. It's the way we feel your hugs. And in real life, at the live shows, is how we feel your real hugs.
Yeah.
You get our flop sweat all over you. It's going to be great, guys. Come down.
Yeah. It's going to be super cool. I'm excited. I've never been to Houston and I've never been to Detroit. So I'm excited to spend time in those cities and like be a little bit of a tourist and sort of like wander around. And, you know, in Detroit, my goal is to get into a rap battle. And in Houston, my goal is to join Destiny's Child. So
my goal in Houston is to watch you in a rap battle because that sounds amazing. And my goal in Houston is to talk about the rap battle you were in Detroit. Goals. My goal, you know what? I'm very excited for 2018. This show has been so good to us. And by this show, I mean you people. And yes, we're going to be touring every month, sometimes twice a month, all through 2018. So I'm so excited and exhausted already before it even starts.
It's going to be bonkers, especially for those weeks where we're going to be doing a weekend show, because that's going to be a whole – I don't even know. We haven't even thought of it. We were like, book first, think about it later. But we're going to be – definitely it's going to be bonkers.
Yes, it's going
to
be
things
bonkers.
We're going to have to talk about, et cetera. But Dinner Party from Hell, speaking of Beverly Hills, probably the most iconic episode of all Beverly Hills and one of the most iconic episodes – perhaps the number one most iconic episode of the entire Real Housewives canon. If it's not number one, it's number two. Dinner Party from Hell. Camille Grammer, the Camille Teenies, Alison Dubois, the whole thing. We are recapping that in Houston. So if you want to hear our recap of Dinner Party from Hell, come to that show.
Yeah. Know that. I know when that. You're going to die. Know that.
Know that. Morally corrupt Faye Resnick. Know that.
But today, the morally corrupt Real Housewives of Beverly Hills returns!
The least iconic episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills in last night's season premiere.
Shall we begin with the new opening taglines?
Oh, yes, yes. We have new opening taglines. Let's go through them, huh? Kyle Richards?
Yes.
Oh, paging Kyle Richards. Do you have something to say?
What, Kim?
in this town, fame and money come and go, but friends should not. Well, no, they do. Usually, usually friends are attached to fame and money.
Yeah, Kim should go, okay? Kim should get off your couch and leave, okay? In this town, fame and money come and go, and friends just come, and they stay on your couch forever unless you tell them to leave, okay?
Yeah.
Kyle Richards, yeah. You should know better.
Erica Jane, I did not love Erica Jane's. I thought there was something clunky about it.
Well, she just like Erica Jane.
Yeah, she goes,
some people call me cold, but that's not ice. It's diamonds.
Like, there's something...
You know what's cold? Diamonds. Okay? Diamonds are cold. Yes, they sparkle and they're pretty. But what do they mean, really? Some dude just paid thousands of dollars for you to be his wife. Why? Does he love you? I don't know. It's a rock. It's a cold rock. Erica.
I just feel like...
Or is your name Erica Jane? Or is it Erica Girardi? Who are you?
Yeah, I just feel like there's probably like a better way to get this concept of like, I'm not an ice queen, I'm into diamonds or whatever, but like, I don't know, it's weird. I just, that needed to be workshopped a little bit longer.
Why not just go simple?
Some people say I'm Erica Jane. Some people say I'm Erica Girardi. I say I'm Erica Jane Girardi Jane. Look, who can tell the difference? I don't know. We're both cold.
Some people say I'm dead on the inside, but that's why I feel so Saturday Night Live.
Some people call me cold, but was cold parodied on SNL?
So, Dorit.
I'm a riddle wrapped in an enigma, wrapped in Saturday Night Live. Live from New York, it's me, Erica Nightlife.
I'm a riddle wrapped in cash, wrapped in enigma, wrapped in an SNL, wrapped in a gallon frozen gallon storage bag because I'm cold. SNL, yeah, score. SNL score.
So do you want to do Dorit's line?
I believe in an excess of everything except moderation.
That's actually like, I like that one a lot. I like it because it's like a brain bender when you really think it's like a Mobius strip of logic. I believe in excess of everything except moderation. So she does not do moderation in excess.
Yeah.
Which means that she does moderation in moderation, which means that she is all excess.
Yes, which it's a real brain melter.
If you're all excess, then you can't do anything in moderation. So if you can't do anything in moderation, then you do moderation in excess, which means you do everything in moderation. Oh, my God, Dorit.
I like that when she turns, like, you can see her brain leaking out her ears. It's like leaking down her face. And PK's like, I wrote that one. I did.
I have a very severe bob. It's not like Erica Jane's and a pretty little puss. It's more like Posh Spice. Posh Spice is a very good friend of a friend of a friend of... Boy, George, boy. Oh, goodness.
I believe in everything in moderation except poor George, who eats the entire fridge every time it's over. But who cares? He's a real friend.
I believe in everything in moderation except vocal tune. Poor George, natural talent.
Dorit's stupid multi-accent is hilarious because she just doubles down this year.
Yeah, she's just going for it.
She adds like 5 new countries to her accent line.
Yeah, and her new thing now is being, like, surprised when she says hello to someone. Like, oh, hi! Hello! Hi! It's like, it's a valet. You knew he was standing there.
May we have this appetizer whilst we wait? I'm like, okay. Okay, wow, Shakespeare.
Teddy Mellencamp. Arroyove. Is that how you say your last name? Arroyove? Arroyove? Arroyove?
I don't know. She only uses it for PR because, you know, she just goes by Mellencamp. And why shouldn't she?
She has a very generic line. I don't like it.
Yes. Having the best isn't important to me, but being my best is. And that's how she talks, too. She's like, look, I'm having a party for little kids so adults can meet because, like, my dad was so famous, but, like, I don't care.
Yeah. I think her opening line should have been, like, I love horses and I have a trampoline. I'm rubber, you're glue. Everything you say bounces off me, but that's because I have a trampoline.
Everyone loves melons, and everyone loves camps. But can you take melon camps?
This is the story of Jack and Diane. And I'm taking it over.
I never even met Jack and Diane, and I don't give a shit. I was like 8, so who cares?
That's when folks were folks. But I'm not just a folk.
Lisa Rinna, I don't have to buy it because I already own it, baby. Which I'm glad she finds a little own it in there. You know, last year she got a little hustler in there.
Hustle the hustler.
Yeah, this is way better than that. And I really like when you can work your own catchphrase into things.
Yeah, I think it's good. That means, though, she's going to have to start coming up with a new catchphrase because now we have own it and hustler and we had the lips before that. So now Lisa's got to come up with something new. I recommend that she starts, even though it's probably all shot, she should start working in a random word like pizzazz. This is a lot of pizzazz. And then next season it could be like, I'm not always a peacemaker, but I am a pizzazz maker.
A pizzazz maker. Well, she does have a few she hasn't used yet. Like when she does the QVC and people are modeling and she goes, look at her in that duster. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Or when she enters the room, she goes, hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Kyle Richards. Hello. So next season it can be like, some friends say goodbye, but I say, hello.
Are you kidding me?
It's so hard to say, hello. Hello, is it me you're looking for? Because I own it. Twofer.
I know Lionel Richie. Turns out it was me he was looking for. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Which coincidentally is Lisa Vanderpump's opening line.
Yeah. Actually, do her real opening line.
I know Lionel Richie, so put that in your pipe and smoke it. La la.
I've been dancing on the ceiling, and guess what? Hello, it's me you've been looking for. I'm running in the night!
So Vanderpump's is, the Queen of Diamonds always has an ace up her sleeve.
And the ace is named Lionel Richie. Yes. I was like,
and
oh, we got
the ace is a tiny little dog. Look at it coming out from my sleeve.
Woof, woofy. Yeah, so two diamonds references in these opening lines. A little strange.
Yeah, we get it. You're rich. But this show, they really are fucking rich. And they feel the need. Usually people who feel the need to brag about how rich they are aren't rich. But on this show, like, they're legit rich.
Yeah, this is definitely a step up from Tamara Judge in her subdivision home, you know, with the generic KitchenAid mixer. Okay, these people have, like, KitchenAid mixers made of crystal.
Yeah. Tamara Judge is like, some people think I'm cold, batch, but that's a fleur de lis in my kitchen. From Ross.
Some people think I'm a cold, batch, but I'm not, because I'm the hottest batch in Orange Batch County, batch.
Poor batch!
Some people think I'm cold, but those are fake diamonds, batch.
So this season is starting with, I think, a whole new way to look at Beverly Hills, because sometimes it's like super dramatic. This is usually one of the more fun shows, I think, one of the more fun franchises. But they're doing this whole girl power thing this year, which has me worried, because normally girl power translates to boring, nothing happens. They're like, look, we're girls, we're gonna have fun together because we're girls. And the first song is, I'm the star of the show, girl power.
I actually was not getting a big girl power vibe. I actually felt in a weird way. There was something about this premiere where it felt like they were reintroducing the show. It almost felt like we were meeting these women for the first time. It was a little bit like, let's recap. Let's like catch up with this person and let's find out who Erica Jane is and let's see how she can find sugar. It had like a sort of a weird vibe to me. Like they were pressing the reset button.
Erica Jane is still trying to convince us that she uses the sugar. And I love that they always catch her. She's like,
yeah.
Look at me. I'm just in a jumpsuit. This is Erica Girardi. You can tell because I'm wearing a jumpsuit walking around the kitchen, whatever that is. Hey, where the fuck is the sugar?
Look at me. Erica Jane's. People who are parodying SNL, they're just like you, looking for sugar.
Some people say I'm down to earth. Other people say I'm down to SNL, bitches. Yo!
Is Earth one of the SNL skits they do all the time? I'm only familiar with my parody, which was on SNL.
And of course, Vanderpump is with the poofy dog. She's like, let me make you sexy little poofy dog. And Dorit is in her Hertz rental brown car. And I'm like, embarrassing, yes. Same car 2 years in a row. I'm embarrassed for you.
Yeah, and Rena's like, call Harry Hamlin, Siri.
And then how
call
comes,
him.
How come she goes, call Harry Hamlin, and then it goes, calling, beep, Hamlin. Is it a curse name? Is it really like, motherfucker Hamlin?
It called Larry Hamlin, and he did not sign a release. Hi, Larry Hamlin. I'm so sorry to call you again. I was actually looking for Harry Hamlin. Have a good day. Own it, baby. Own it.
You're making me crazy, Larry. What are those mattress commercials we always talk about? They come on the radio in L.A. It's like...
It's not Sleepy's. It's...
Larry!
I got a mattress there once.
Larry, you're making me crazy, Larry.
Oh,
yeah,
this,
something
this,
brothers.
This, Larry Hamlin, I'm so sorry. You're making me crazy, Larry. I'll retry Hamlin.
So Erica's on the phone. Now it sort of like starts up a proper scene. And Erica's on the phone with Mikey. And she's talking about how she's going to be singing a ballad, which seems like it could be questionable. I mean, listen, I know there are people who love Erica's music. She does that gay circuit party music like no one else. She can do it. Like, what's her, you know, what is her big song? It's like, I'm a vitamin. I'm a vitamin. Swallow me down. I make you feel good. Vitamin.
I'm a smoothie.
Something like that.
I'm a smoothie. I'm a smoothie.
Pep-a-puss. But a ballad, I don't know. I don't know if I need my circuit party queens to be singing a ballad. But hey, I'm open. I'm open to the idea. I am ready for it, Erica Jane.
Well, you know that I'm always down for someone to stretch. Just kidding. I hate stretching. Screw you and your ballad. Okay, so she's like, guess what, Mikey? They've created a ballad. It's called The Missing Piece.
Is that what it was really called?
Yeah, that's what I wrote down.
Oh, my God. I'm almost done with this puzzle. But there's a missing piece.
Oh, is it your underwear? Get it a little toggle humor. Underwear's the missing piece. This is a little Doritism. All right, go back to your ballad.
I've completed your puzzle. It's granny panties. All right, that was the...
Hey, pretty little puzzle. Pretty little puzzle. Let's go on. It's just so wonderful. What are you doing there, Erica?
So someone told Erica, like, be more lifelike. So she's doing this, like, lifelike thing where she's like, look at me. I've got energy. I've got huge pigtails. Get it?
Maltese. It's like there was this show I used to watch called Great American Dog, and like the runner-up dog was a little Maltese named Andrew, and the owner kept Andrew's like hair in like ponytails, just like Erica Jane. So every time I look at Erica Jane, I think of Andrew the Maltese.
So does Vanderpump. That's why she's nice to her. She's like, oh, poor Andrew. poor Andrew. I remember watching him on American Dog. I've heard that Andrew has a ballad. So Erica's like, look at me. I say yes to everything now.
Yes, Erica, we know. Okay.
You want to write a book? Let's write a fucking book. You want to make music? Let's make it today. Everything today. Today, today, today. You need a new host for the Today Show? I'll do it today. Get it as a Today Show. By the way, I was parodied on SNL, and this is where she actually talks about it. And today it was... is today. Tomorrow is SNL.
The funny part is that we joked about it on our Atlanta recap. We joked about it on Vanderpump Rules. And how does this season begin? Full on with Erica talking about how she's parodied on SNL.
You can say a lot about us, and it's mostly true. But
we don't have talent. We are self-indulgent with our jokes. Our bits go on too long.
We all laugh true. At ourselves for an hour, you know, running. Yes, that's all true. But guess what else is true? We know our bitches, okay? We love these bitches. We know these bitches, okay?
Yeah, we really do. So
this
Erica starts.
This moment is fleeting. This moment is given to so very few.
I'm like, you're a regular Picasso.
Why are you giving an Oscar speech, okay? You're giving an Oscar speech now. She's like, I've been invited to sing a ballad, and I would like to thank the Academy in advance. This moment is given to so few, and I accept it and want to thank everyone who's helped me get here. I'm like, you were parodied on SNL. Okay, relax. I mean, that's like actually, to be totally like real talk here, that is fucking cool. That is awesome. You know, to be parodied on SNL, like, I live and worship SNL ever since I was a little kid. That is awesome. But like, it's also like this Academy Award speech is hilariously indulgent too.
But the star of that parody was Tom. Okay, it was Larry David as Tom. That was the funny part. Is it's this old guy who's like, "You won't believe it. She's great on the blowjob circuit."
Well, the funny thing is that the clip that they showed of the parody was not even that skit. They showed the skit from earlier in the season where Bobby Moynihan and I think like Chris Pine were doing there. It was actually a skit about RuPaul's Drag Race, and they did a lip sync to Your Life, but they did it to Erika Jayne's song. But then later, like a few weeks ago, they actually did it. There was a full on Erika Jayne parody. So she's really she clearly has a fan at SNL, which is cool. Like, listen, I could only dream of having something like that, but
she kills it. The twinks, the bears, the otters.
It was just funny because when we saw her being interviewed, she mentioned it like two or three times, and then she mentions it right at the top of this episode. So it's like,
there's a missing piece, SNL. Now it's full. Okay, are we done here?
Drops the mic.
She's like, look at what's happened. I have an office now.
It's like, okay.
She's like, Tom doesn't care. He's like, Julia Roberts is your co-star in the movie? Okay, then no one cares, okay? Julia won an Oscar. But it's not about Tom, it's about my office, okay? Because secretaries have offices, doctors have offices, lawyers have offices. Julia Roberts probably has an office, stupid bitch. Guess who else has one? Me. Erika Jayne.
And it's ironic because my son is an officer.
So, then we cut to Lisa Rinna, and she's like looking in a giant grate in her floor, and she's like, you know what, guys? I think they're coming in through here. We have a rat. We have a rat coming in through the floor. I was like, okay, good to see that everything's. I love the slices of life in Rinna's world. It's
She's
a rat.
Like, come here, rat. I'm going to make you a star. I'm a ratager.
So the rat is modeling now.
I'm a model star. Supermodel rat.
The most crazy thing has happened. The rat has been signed by IMG. It's walking for Donatella Versace later this month. I mean, it's crazy.
Hey, rat, I put a vitamin drip at the end of this grate. I hope you can find it.
Oh, look.
A ratager's work is never done.
Now, I did hear that there was maybe a murder down there, so I've called the Great Mouse Detective. Sorry.
Hey, rat. Say cheese. Get it? I'm a ratager.
So she's saying that she's a momager now, and she doesn't want her kids to become little assholes. And guess what her kids have become? Little assholes.
Well, they haven't done anything.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they're like pretty much the same.
They're like, I have to be a model tomorrow. I'm exhausted. This is hard. I'm so tired. Can I hire someone to pack for me?
I missed that because I think I was distracted by Rinna saying hi to the vitamin guys because the guys come over with the vitamin drip. She's like, hi. Hi, guys. Hi. And I just started cracking up.
This is Delilah and Amelia. And he's like, hi, Delilah and Amelia.
And then it cuts to her talking to us. And she's like, look, the important thing is I don't want my kids to become assholes, okay? It's very important to keep them grounded. And then they show the vitamin drip guy walking through the house, and he's giving them a vitamin drip, and he's like, you're very important, so it's important that we treat you gingerly.
The vitamin guy, whose name is Dustin Manuel, I'm like, I don't think that's a real name. I think, is there like a murder mystery that's about to happen? Is this like not even a vitamin? This is not a vitamin drip, is it? It's like, are we going to, is there like, you guys, the lights just went out in the middle of the vitamin drip, and now Dustin Manuel has been killed. Who done it, baby?
Let's wait for the rat to tell us, baby.
I think there's a weapon down in this grate. Rat, will you bring it up, please? Thanks, baby.
She goes, give him your arm. And Delilah's like, it's going to hurt. It's like, no, it won't hurt.
Not in the hands of Dustin Manuel.
Now, I hate bringing up Yolanda Foster because, you know, I hate Yolanda Foster. But the momager thing, all that, of course. Now vitamin drips, too. Stop bringing Yolanda. And please don't wear white jeans in your next scene.
Please, Rinna.
I am actually very pro this. You know why? Because Yolanda thinks she's the shit now because her daughters happen to be the number one and number two supermodels in all the world. Okay, I get it. So I love the fact that Rinna's like, no, I'm not going to let you be the only one. I'm going to do it too. Because you know it pisses off Yolanda. You know it does.
Yes.
So I'm very pro it.
Never fuck with Rinna. She will never let it go. And also, I'm very happy about this because I'm all for child labor. Okay? I believe all children should have a job.
Thank you for doing a 180, Ronnie. I appreciate that. That was
and
a great
children,
gift.
You know, yeah. Children should have a job. And guess what? Modeling is a job. Okay?
It is. It is. So then we go to Kyle having lunch with Lisa Vanderpump. They arrive, she arrives at this restaurant and Kyle starts talking about, her sitcom, American Woman, which looked cute from the one scene that we saw, but I'm like, when is this thing coming out? It's been like 3 years.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. But I'm glad that she waited to talk about her most important life change, her new purse.
Yeah. Her new Birkin bag.
Yeah.
Her purse. It's a Birkin bag.
Yeah.
Did it come with its own umbrella? I don't think so. Well, we know it didn't.
It's like, it needs its own chair so it doesn't get ruined, okay? You're not rich enough to have a Birkin if you have to worry about it getting ruined, okay?
Do you think Ellen Barkin has a Birkin? Did she call it her Barkin or her Birkin?
She's like, Ellen Barkin didn't lose that Oscar. Ellen Birkin did. And I still walk with pride.
I think Ellen Barkin should come out with a line of bags and call them Barkin bags. And then we could just be like, oh, is that a Birkin? No, it's a Barkin. It has a checkered past.
Ellen Barkin's all upset. And then Vanderpump sees them. She's like, I've already been selling doggy cookies in those.
So
they order like typical LA people. Vanderpump's like, I would like an arugula salad, but with shrimp. And Kyle's like, I would like a chicken bouzo, but have them pound it. Because no one in LA can just order what's on the menu, you know? You have to, like,
yeah.
Addendum it.
Yeah, exactly. You have to pound it out thin.
Do you like my English? That's to celebrate Dorit.
Yeah. Addendum it. So Kyle wants to plan a Vegas birthday party for Erica and Dorit. Speaking of Dorit.
Yes, everybody has a birthday on the same week or something. It's Erica Jane's birthday, Erica Girardi's birthday, that lady who was on SNL, it's her birthday, Dorit.
Ladies,
Ellen Barkin.
Are we inviting Nora Dunn? No, the lady who was parodied on SNL. Oh, Erica.
Guess whose birthday it's not? Jan Hooks, who happened to be a regular on SNL.
Too soon, Ronnie.
And
too soon.
What, did Jan Hooks pass away?
Yeah, like 2 years ago.
Oh, my God. No one told me.
How did you not know that Jan Hooks? I know. Isn't that, like, devastating? Is that, like, terrible news?
I need a break.
It's, like, awful. And as I said this, Dom just sent me pictures from IKEA, and I'm not there. I want to be at IKEA.
Oh, my God. We are doing a show. Stop with your Flurgan obsession.
It's so hard.
So
yeah,
they're
going
to have a trip to Vegas for the girls' birthday parties. And Vanderpump's like, will we invite Rinner? I don't know how Dorit will react because Rinner went down and dirty, rolling in the mud. I hope Lisa Rinner has learned her lesson.
You can't just go around slandering someone's reputation unless you're on a show on Bravo where that is your specific job.
And Kyle's like, oh, my God, did you go see Dancing with the Stars with Erica? And she's like, well, I wanted to go, but when I texted Erica, nothing came back. And it's like, oh, that's so sad. She's like, the bird was too broken to remember to come back to me with a message that says, you're welcome, VIP seating in the front. We're friends off camera too, Mama Bird.
Broken text message.
Broken Mama Bird.
So this is actually very significant because when Lisa Vanderpump starts off a season saying, you know, I text Erica and she doesn't really ever respond. She doesn't really ever send anything back. It's like, uh-oh, we know who's being set up now. There's a war of ruin. And it's not the first time that Lisa mentions this episode.
And it's going to be rough for Erica because Lisa doesn't fight like Erica does. Erica's like, what the fuck's your problem, huh, buddy? And mm-hmm. Vanderpump does it by saying, I didn't get a text back behind people's back. So then the other person gets mean tweets. And people are like, you're a bitch.
Yeah,
how dare
well then
you not text Lisa back.
And yet, like, that is a that's a trigger for me. And so when Lisa says she's not really texting back, I'm like, ooh, that bitch. I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Yeah, because people on this show really do actually hang out in real life, a lot of them. Like, Vanderpump really does hang out with Kyle and with Dorit. She still hangs out with Joyce, okay?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, she does. We see Joyce with...
I tried, but I got spit in my eye.
Also interesting is that Lisa says, regarding Erica coming to Vegas, well, tell her to pack her underwear and we'll be good.
And Kyle's like, yeah, it's going to be fun. We're going to go dancing because Erica has moves. And Vanderpump's like, scratch the puss, scratch the puss. And she goes, it's pat the puss, Lisa. And she goes, oh, yes, I was going to buy her medication for that. Wah, I've saved that one up.
I've been waiting all summer to say that joke. Oh, so good. So good. So then we cut over to Dorit, who's with Jagger. And she's like, are you making poo-poo? Are you making poo-poo, Jagger? Jagger, poo-poo? Poo-poo, Jagger?
And he's like,
Jagger.
I've always understood Jagger. We've always been close. I'm the only one who's ever understood him. Poo-poo. He's like,
Tito.
Poo-poo. I get him.
Oh, Jagger and I have always had an extremely close connection. I mean, we both just love stacking plastic rings on each other and pushing squares through square holes and circles through circular holes. Oh, and let me tell you something. Pat the Bunny is a page turner.
Now, Jagger is speaking. I'm like, yeah, guess why? Because he's growing up, Dorit. Like, remember when she was like, something's the matter with Jagger. He doesn't know English. He's a baby, okay? Give him a break.
And they show a clip from last season where Jagger goes, and Dorit goes, oh, he wants ice cream. I'm afraid you can't have ice cream, Jagger. It's like all he did was go,
She tells us, oh, Jagger, he speaks what he visualizes in his head. Oh, Dorit.
That's usually the way speaking works.
Yes. So she is going to an adult party for children where
called Beat Buds,
that Teddy throws just to meet other moms, which seems odd. But, you know.
I hope I never, ever, ever have to go to Beat Buds. It looked like hell on earth. It looked awful.
Yes. And I want to like Teddy. I really do, because she's new and stuff. But she's named her children Slate and Cruz. I just, you know what?
Cruz is like the new trendy name on Bravo. I think this is our third Cruz. Because there's Cruiser in Dallas, they call Cruz. There's another Cruz. Is that maybe Lydia's kid named Cruz or something? Like, there's a Cruz that's around. And now we have this Cruz. It's like Cruz is...
Ted Cruz.
Yeah, Ted Cruz.
The new Real Housewife of Orange County.
Chevy Cruiser. Isn't there a thing called PT Cruiser?
The PT Cruiser, yeah. And let's see. They're like, look, we're moms. Like, okay.
And so Dorit is starting to say that her daughter is into fashion. She's totally into fashion. And Teddy's like, I am the opposite. I mean, I grew up riding horses and was a professional equestrian. So I'm like the world's most awkward dresser. And I'm like, that has nothing to do. Like, I grew up riding horses and was a professional equestrian has nothing to do with fashion. Like, the comment of, like, my daughter's into fashion or I'm into fashion. Like, she just, like, wedged that information in there to be like, yeah, I was a professional equestrian rider.
She does it the whole show where she's like, I don't care how famous I am. Like, I don't even know. Like, I don't care that I'm rich. Like, who can even tell the difference? Like, as she holds a huge party just to make friends.
Like,
and imagine.
Would I like fries with that? I mean, it's hard for me to know. I mean, I grew up riding horses and was into equestrian, so it's hard for me to know if I want fries with that. You know what I'm saying?
She's like, I'm so down to earth, which my father owns a large percentage of because he's famous and we're both rich, but who cares? Like, it's not what's in your wallet. It's that your wallet's a Birkin. You know what I mean?
Anyway, equestrian. So, so now they... the kids start playing and Jagger gets onto the trampoline and Dorit's like, oh, I've got to get him a trampoline. I've just got to. Relax.
And then Jagger is just standing at the, like, netted doorway staring at her. And she goes, Jagger,
Do you want to come out, Jagger? I'm the only one who can understand Jagger.
He's standing at the exit.
He needs to get out of the trampoline. Mayhaps we have no trampoline at our place. No, Jagger, get down from there.
And the band is like, okay, now we're going to sing a song about a monkey. And his name is Magic Mike the Monkey, which is creepy. And Drake goes, yes.
Oh, fun for everyone then.
I'm so happy to be back in Beverly Hills because I was away. I was on a holiday in Miami, and now I'm back, and now I can connect with other moms whilst our kids are together.
Daddy's like, well, yeah, that's great. I mean, I moved here at 17, but God, I missed horses. So I have parties like this to meet moms. Like, what?
Yeah, she literally goes, I was here until I was 17, but then I was like, I miss riding horses. It's what I grew up doing.
Like, what does that mean? And she goes, you should meet my friend Lisa Vanderpump. She has vacations around where she can bring horses. Lots and lots of horses. Planes with horses. Trains with horses. Hold on. I think Jagger is thirsty.
He's like drinking out of a bottle.
Teddy's like, I'm just so fired up about all this like business that women are not getting paid the same amount as men. I mean, I think we all agree that like when it comes to the workplace, like men and women should be equestrian.
Ooh, this is the best thing ever, Teddy.
Look, what are you even talking about? Neither one of them is even listening to each other. And it's hilarious.
Yeah. So then we go to Erica in her brand new office and she's like, oh, we need to get a doorbell. And Mikey just goes, ding dong, ding dong.
Hey, you having trouble with the internet? Wi-Fi, get it? Ha, that's why I was parodying on SNL.
Ding dong, patch everything. Yeah, step off the curb, patch.
And it's Kyle.
I'm just laughing at the SNL thing. Kyle comes in such a strange outfit. First of all, she has these giant triangle cuffs, and then she has her collar is like up. It's like a stripy Count Dracula collar, but the stripy cuffs make it look like a PlayStation, like a PS1 character, you know, like an old, like there's not enough like processing power to do anything more refined than a triangle around the sleeve.
I put Kyle in toilet paper sleeves and almost clown collar, because remember we've talked about those toilet paper sleeves. Who tried to invent those? That singer that used to date the guy with nut cancer, Lance Armstrong. What was that singer's
name? Sheryl Crow.
Yeah, Sheryl Crow tried to invent these sleeves where you wipe your mouth and use them as toilet paper and then wash them again so you could save water.
Mm.
That's basically...
I remember that.
Yeah, that's the sleeves Kyle is wearing right now. Kyle's fashion has always been confusing, but it's consistent, so I appreciate it.
Sorry, I was taking a gulp.
No, you're not. You're looking through your IKEA text from Dom.
No.
You're like, no, I'm the Flurgan.
I responded to that. I responded to that 10 minutes ago.
Oh, you did?
IKEA text. I did. Yeah, no, I am actually taking a gulp. Here, listen. Could you hear it?
I could.
I'm sure everyone really loved that.
Yeah,
huh?
Mouth sounds.
Today I'm back. I'm drinking yet another Starbucks coffee today.
I'm back.
Yeah, yeah. It tastes good. Strong.
Well, here's what effective. I have to say to you.
This is the best thing ever, Titty.
So Kyle comes over and who says this? Kyle? I think Kyle goes, oh my God, this place is so great. You know I'm obsessed with banana leaves.
Yeah. I wrote down banana rooms by accident, but yeah, Erica goes, well, you know I'm obsessed with banana leaves. That's a very specific obsession.
I only serve food on banana leaves. Just kidding. I don't know my way around my kitchen. I can't even find the sugar.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is the sugar, by the way?
Why the fuck is my food served in a banana leaf?
Well, that's what banana leaves are for. Oh.
She's still got a Chagall on the ground at the kitchen.
It's like, God damn it if I have to trip over this thing one more time.
I forgot.
So she shows off her office. Whatever.
Like this is where I like to sit when I look at my parody on SNL.
Kyle's like,
I call it the SNL chair.
Whoa. those lights are bright. Whoa, is that a band behind you? She's like,
yeah, it's Nicole. It's going to be my monologue when I star on SNL. Hey, guys, it's me. You know I love a banana leaf.
Mikey's pressing a button. He's like, ha, 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 ha.
He's like, banana leaves are so chic right now.
Banana leaves are so everything.
It's like very Tarzan chic. So then Erica like lets us into some of the challenges, the personal challenges she's had over the past few months. It gets pretty serious, and she describes how she went on to Dancing with the Stars and she struggled with her style because she couldn't be all that she needed to be. They made her wear costumes that had no banana leaves, did not have a bangle moment or a banshee moment.
I had to wear panties. It's like Dorit won on national television.
But now I'm back, and I got an office on SNL.
I felt like a fish out of water, style-wise. I had to unlearn everything I learned and let someone else take control.
What?
It was dramatic.
So you had to put on, like, ballroom wear. That's okay.
They said, do the salsa. I spit a ping pong to the back of the house. They said, that's not a salsa. And I said, who are you to tell me what salsa is?
I'm just imagining Erica like in wardrobe, and Mikey comes with like his rack of clothes. He's like, okay, bitch, we got everything. And then Erica looks at him and like shakes her head as the stylist closes the door, like at the end of The Godfather. And you just see Mikey in the Diane Keaton phase as the door closes.
Oh my God. I'm living for Mikey retiring in Diane Keaton phase. Really in any movie. I hope he just starts wearing turtlenecks. And like, you know, dark, but still you can see your eyes through them glasses.
Yes. I would like to recreate all the Diane Keaton movies with Mikey. Let's really, just do it.
Okay. Annie Hall. Yes, Batch. Everything.
Batch, there are lobsters on the floor, Batch. Everything.
I'm literally out of Diane Keaton movies because everyone, she's in a turtleneck and those same glasses. And she's, I just want him to be calm and be like, yes, Batch. Everything.
Something's got to give.
Yeah.
Yes, Batch. I like you, Keanu, but I also like Jack Nicholson. Batch. I'm going to go to Paris, Batch.
Batty Hall, Batch.
Baby boom, Batch. Look, I have a baby, but I also have a presentation to make. Batch. Everything. Our sales are everything.
Everything, Batch.
I love Mikey. Kyle is like, look, I got a new house. No one cares.
She wasn't even saying that she got a new house yet. She was saying that Mauricio wants to get a new house. She's like, no, it's not as good as my house.
Oh, didn't she say that they finally got a new house? I mean, maybe it's just
maybe.
I don't know.
I watched it really late last night. I watched it really, really late. So some of it's like a little hazy to me.
Yeah, they got a humongous house in Encino.
So we then have a moment. Encino, really?
Yeah, and Erica, Kyle's like, do you want to go to Vegas? Because everyone's birthday's at the same time, and it's going to be all the girls. And Erica's like,
oh my God, all the girls?
Pack like, your own Cecily Strong?
Pack your own suit. There's an elephant in the room.
Which, every housewife show, someone has to say that at least once an episode.
Danielle Staub shows up chewing gum. So, I hear there's an elephant in the room.
And Mikey's like, no elephants allowed in this room, Batch.
But we do allow banana sleeves.
You know I love banana peels.
My Mikey voice is getting all messed up because I'm doing like half Sheena, half Mikey. And then like a dash of Erica Jane. So now I'm just like, wow.
That's Mikey.
Yeah, pretty much.
That means you nailed it.
So then we go to Teddy's house where her kids are like racing around and stuff. And Teddy starts telling us that she knew the value of a dollar growing up because she rode horses. And horses, people bet on them and they know how much money they're betting with the horses.
Yeah, pretty much. I grew up in Hilton Head and, you know, you can't get a house there for less than $1 million. But I know the value of a dollar because, you know, dollars to horses. I'm a horse rider with a track. And I like to stay on track, the horse track. Not that it matters that I'm rich, but I am with a horse.
I mean, I kind of thought everybody's dad was on the radio. You know, Horse FM. I was my favorite station.
Yeah, like I was 8. What the fuck did I care? I cared about, like, you know, horses and tracks and
My Little Ponies, literally. Like, some girls played with My Little Pony the doll, and I literally had a My Little Pony. Like, it was
I literally had little ponies, and they were mine.
Also, you know that she's extremely stupid because she talks mayor talk, where she puts her pointing finger and her thumb, like, makes a circle, like the okay, while she talks with both of her hands at the same time. And she's like, I am making a point. Look at me making a point. And only stupid people do that.
She's like giving two very bad hand jobs at once.
Also, she's really mean to her husband. And you can tell because we see shots of her house. And everything has a really, really high back. Like, all the couches have super high backs. Every chair has a super high back. So he always feels like the incredible shrinking woman when she's yelling at him, you know?
Well, because they were a one-night stand that turned into a marriage. And she's like, he will not go away no matter what I do. I have installed lots of high back furniture and he still sticks around.
He can't run.
Yeah. She's like, nothing was handed to me on a silver platter. Nothing at all. I mean, I had to pay for all those equestrian lessons. Who am I kidding? Of course it was handed to me on a silver platter.
It wasn't handed to me on a silver platter. My first horse was flown to me on a plane and dropped into my bedroom. What a tiny pony it was. So Dorit and PK, they're moving back into their rental. And yes. Dorit is trying to get the U-Haul up the slanted hill. And he's like, hey, babe. We can't get the truck up, babe. Can you? And it's like, eek. And Dorit's like, babe, can you get the truck up, babe? It's like, I can't do it, babe. Can't do it. Oh, babe.
What a pretty little moving truck. It's so pretty little. Can I come up the hill? Do say, or do we have to use a lift? Do we have to use the lift on it to get up to our flat? No.
PK deals with all the money in the relationship, but I'm sure that we went way over budget.
Yeah, they actually renovated their house, and I have to say, I thought the renovations were really great. I think they did a good job.
Yeah. Okay. Right, I couldn't really tell the difference. I was like, look, a shiny surface. I don't care.
Well, before it was just like white laminate everywhere or something. That's what it felt like. Remember last season? They're like, we don't want anyone to look behind the curtain and see Boy George there. So let's just tell everyone, we have a massive mold problem.
So and they all like believed it.
They're like, ooh.
They're like, yeah, that's typical to read. Mold problem.
Excessive mold.
Wait a minute. That was a joke. Why wasn't this parodied on the snow?
So she's like, now that we've talked about our money and our tipping and our UPS and our new kitchen, PK, what about a trip to Vegas? Erica Jane Girardi might be there and Lisa Rinna. And he's like, listen, last time I saw Erica, she was really, really horrible to me.
Oh, poor
shut
PK.
Up.
Poor
up.
PK.
You're not a housewife.
Eric, yeah, you're the one who made the nasty, like, disgusting, leering joke last season. And Eric is like, I'm mad. And by the way, he also, oh, PK, you know why he's lucky? You know why he's real lucky? Because if last season came out now in, like, the post-Weinstein era, oh, man, he really would have been, like, he would have been in real trouble. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, that's the sort of shit that, like, people are getting, are fed up with, you know, like, making, like, taking glimpses or whatever, or it's not even so much the taking glimpse because, you know, it's like sometimes like you see something, it's hard not to look, but making the gross jokes on national TV, that piggish behavior, like there's been a referendum on that. And PK, you should count your lucky stars that all this stupid mess came out last season before
it
happened.
PK, you lose, okay, you jerk.
You lose.
And then he also is like, and Rinna, that was just a horrible, horrible, horrible joke. And Dorit's like, Lisa Rinna
deliberately came after me to defame my character.
She tried to take away my fame.
No. Do you know how hard it is to keep Coke? Everyone's always asking for my Coke now, Lisa Rinna.
I mean, I've been hurt terribly. No one comes to my parties anymore. And who am I going to do Coke with?
Well, Carl seems to think we can celebrate harmoniously.
I was like, was that a dig at Erica? And PK says funny. The most important thing of the season. He's like, I'm going to keep my opinion to myself. My chin
Thank
can
you.
Speak
Thank
for
you.
Me. And it's all jiggling sadly. It's like, wah, 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 wah.
So then Dorit and Teddy go to a restaurant called Citizen, where Lisa Vanderpump joins, and she comes and she meets Teddy, and she's like, oh, I so love the name Teddy. I can't even tell you. Would you like to be a hostess? I sense a certain joie de vivre about you.
Teddy's like, it's country because I'm a normal person, a person with horses. I own the country. My name was Teddy Joe. She's like, oh, my God, broken bird time. Have you ever worn lingerie to apply for a job at a restaurant? May I help you? Do you know where table 7 is?
Teddy's like, I don't, you know, numbers were not really that big for me. The only numbers I remember are from Equestrian, which I grew up doing. I didn't know there were numbers in Equestrian. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know numbers.
Is that swimming? I love swimming.
I love math. Equestrian triangles.
Algebra. Am I right?
I always like math because I enjoy integrity and integrals.
Defame much?
So Dorit, when Teddy says, my name is really Teddy Joe, Dorit goes, I have a name like that. They never say it right. What are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah. Teddy Joe, people can say Teddy Joe correctly. They skip the like.
No. Dorit is such a
dodo. You could call me Dorit Joe. Like Dorit Joe. My name is Dorit Joe, but people call me Dorit Joe. I don't get it.
Which one's the chip?
Oh, but you have to meet my sister, Cheat Joe.
She's like, I wouldn't know.
And my brother, Freet Joe.
Are those foods? I wouldn't know. You know, I'm just a normal girl, a girl from the country.
Did you ever eat Freet Joe pies, then?
You have to excuse me, my equestrian's ringing. Hold on.
And it's going ding dong bats.
Like, Mikey, you're not in this scene, darling.
Back I'm to just the looking not- for a good looking for a banana leaf batch.
Go back to the not texter backer that you call your friend.
Vanderpump, first of all, I have to say, Dorit is just a delight this year. I know that I've been a Dorit hater in the past, but I have to say, Dorit, thank God for Dorit. She is making me laugh in every single scene.
You know, sometimes people have to go through just a horrific first season before they start to like worm their way into your heart. Like Camille, like every time I saw Dorit this episode, I just got so happy.
Well, Camille did it by stopping being Camille. She was like, I just won't talk now. Bah, 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 bah. That's how she kind of won. Dorit is just the same, but now I like her. I don't know why, but she's fucking hysterical.
I think because she's just so, like, thrilled in every scene. She's like, hello! She kind of took a page from Rinna, which is just, if you enter a scene with a giant hello and a smile, you kind of just like the person. She's like, hi! Hello! Own it, baby. Pretty little puss you have on there. Ooh, PK is horrified.
New storyline, I'm a ratager. Tell your friends.
Jagger just got signed by IMG.
So Vanderpump does her usual thing. She's like, well, hello, Teddy Joe. What's your favorite color? What's your husband's name? Where's table 7? What's an equester? Do you like
horses? Tell me about your love affair.
Do you think that Eileen is a whore or a romantic?
So they start talking about horses, of course, and Lisa's like, I just got off mine. Literally, it wasn't a high one, though, if you know what I'm saying. Leave that for Erica. She's cold and doesn't return to text. High horse.
She's like, yes, that was humor. And if you don't get humor, we can't be friends.
And Teddy goes, oh, yeah, I get it. I'm dry. People don't get it sometimes, but it's not that I'm not funny. It's just that I'm dry. No, you're just a bitch. And then later you say you're funny.
Yeah. I think people who declare that they're funny or you have to get your sense of, like, when people say, oh, you just have to get my sense of humor, that's a red flag. That's always a red flag.
Yeah. If you have to explain the joke, trust me, as someone who often has to explain the joke.
Yeah.
It's not the joke. It's you.
Yeah. Yeah, it is you. It is you. So they're talking about horses and stuff, and then they're talking about Erica, and Dorit is getting a little worried about seeing Erica at this Vegas thing. And Jesus, my phone is getting phone calls from like so many random places. It's like different cities across the country right now. What is happening? Who got my phone number?
Capital One, you can't trick me again.
Who's calling me from Seattle? I don't know anyone in Seattle. Is it you, Bill Gates?
The salads and scrambled eggs.
Frasier. Oh my God. We mentioned Camille, and we've awoken the spirit of Frasier Crane.
And here's Frasier. Sorry. Back again.
Sorry, I would normally not report on who's calling me, but you know, it pops up on my freaking computer. Like, it's like, I don't want you to stop trying to answer my calls, computer. I'm not going to talk through you. I'm talking to Ronnie.
Quiet, computer.
Yeah. Siri is like, some people get that I'm calling their computer, and some people just don't get it and think I'm dry.
No, you're bugging me, bitch. Okay.
So they talk about Vegas and Vegas and Vegas, and Dorit's like, I had a little moment with Erica, but I don't want to scare her. I want her to come. I want to understand her. Do you need to make a poopy, Erica? Let me in. They decide they're all going to go to Vegas, and we find out that it's also Teddy's birthday.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's her birthday too, and for her birthday, she wants to equestrian, so it's going to be just great.
So the packing.
Packing montage. Time to pack. Time to ask people what they think about the packing. Do you ever, when you, like, well, like, in the past, if you've ever been in the same building as someone while you've packed, have you, like, made them come and watch you pack and ask them stupid questions? Because that's all that happens on Bravo.
Well, Bueller. But I don't make him. But he knows what packing means, so he sits and watches me with this look like, how could you? How could you do this to me? And then I'm like, should I pack this old Navy sweater or that old Navy sweater? And he's like, why don't you just shoot me in the face? How about that? So that's my own little Bravo packing scene.
Okay. So Kyle is asking Portia for fashion advice, which I'm like, okay, I mean, you could ask the advice of a 7-year-old. I mean, why not? It's what all the other shows do on Bravo. Like Melissa Gorga does it with her son, and yeah. Heavenly does it with Alora. So why
and
not?
They usually have better fashion than the parents.
It's true. You know? It's actually
Portia's
true.
Like, you're hopeless.
Portia's like, could you please not pack anything else that has giant triangle cuffs? Thanks.
And then Mikey just says a bunch of stuff I don't really understand. He's like,
guilty, yes, for she's a Preston and Clyde outfit. Grab cuffs first. Plain moment.
Yeah, we need to have a whole Gucci ensemble, okay? Because we're going to have a plain moment. All right. We're going to have a tarmac moment right now.
America's,
oh yeah, I would plane this. I'd plane it.
Yeah, it was a whole bunch of nonsense.
I need an aircraft hanger. I've got so many clothes, I need an aircraft hanger. Cameron Grant had one. Get it. I'll be here all week.
All week, Cameron Grant. Banana leaves. I'm obsessed. Do you think that the plane will have some in-flight entertainment? Perhaps some Saturday Night Live.
We'll always have Paris. No, we won't. Paris could go down to fire. Who cares? We'll always have SNL. Am I right, Mikey?
Live from New York. How's the rest of it go?
Can we do that again?
No, back to spot.
Let's take it from the top. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Oh, my God. How many times are we going to say SNL before the season is over?
Lisa Vanderpump is like, let me write this down in my manila folder. It says Lisa on it. You may have an SNL parody, but I have a manila folder and I write down important things. Like, for instance, did you know that Teddy's full name is Teddy Joe? Writing it down.
I'm never forgetting Teddy Joe, Teddy Joe. Would you like to be on a sign outside my restaurant? Teddy Joe.
Has there ever been anything more exciting than the crossover episode where my manila folder went from Vanderpump Rules to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
So let's see. They all go on the plane. Oh, they all meet up in the airport.
Yeah. So Lisa's there with Kyle, and then Camille shows up. She's like, mwah, hi,
Mwah. I just flew in from Hawaii and I'm so tired.
Was it your arms? Your arms are so tired.
I don't get it. I don't get it. No, I wasn't doing Pilates.
Like, is that a plane landing? No, it's Camille walking in.
Wow.
The sound of Camille's.
She never even makes up because her lips never even really touch. Her mouth stays open. She's like, wow.
She has a big wind up to her kiss. I think I hear Camille coming in from outside from the parking lot.
And then she does our favorite thing, which is she just mumbles while someone else talks. Cause I was like, oh wow, how's everything going? She's like, yeah, now we're going to Hawaii. You know, it's going to be Hawaii. So fun because everybody's birthday is on the same time. That is crazy, right?
So crazy.
Did you notice that Camille was also wearing triangle sleeves, also striped, but horizontally this time?
I don't know what's happening. I don't know. I feel like I'm going to judge it, but then next year I'm going to be wearing them.
I mean, everyone looks like a sorceress from Devil May Cry. So, Dorit shows up, and she's like doing her best Laura Dern impersonation. She's like, oh, would you look at me? I've decided to dress like Laura Dern for our trip.
I'm enlightened.
I'm doing a shag, and that's no big little lie.
Is this a little lie, a big lie, or a big little lie, Lisa Rinner?
A dinosaur.
So Kyle is like, I don't even know if she really even has hair because it's always different. Is she bald? She's like one of those little dolls you push the Play-Doh through and then you cut it off and you keep pressing it through, which made me laugh so hard. And it's so true. And also, I love Dorit's hair. She's wearing bangs right now, but she can't keep them out of her face. So she's like, well, here we are.
Jacob, I saw this most amazing trampoline. And
Teddy's like, do I hear a horse?
I'm riding it. Okay, Teddy.
You know that Erica Jane is pissed the hell off that, like, Dorit is getting credit for being the one who has all the different fabulous hairstyles.
Oh, yes.
You know?
And Dorit is not going to let her win this year. Now she's like, look at me with my style team. They give me all of this.
I call them my glam time.
Do you like this Gucci glam tame?
And she's like, yes, ma'am, everything.
Oh, we sure showed Erica Jane.
Do you think that we should have an ensemble? Note that I left off the last two letters of that word.
We need a doorbell. Ding dong.
A ding a donga. Ding a donga.
Honga conga ding a donga.
So Erica shows up in full, I don't want to say ice queen, perhaps diamond queen mode. And of course, Dorit is the first to hug her. She's like, she goes, oh, Erica, hi. Hello, Erica. Which is that cold, fake, like, I don't like you, but I'm going to pretend like I like you. And I'm going to hug you first so I have credit for being the nicest one.
Yes. And Erica does that thing where she hates your guts and you know she hates your guts. And it's not really fake. She just smiles with her eyes squinting. She goes,
hello, how are you?
Nice to see you.
How are you?
Nice to see you. Nice to see you. I'm not on my period, but I speak with a period at the end of every sentence. Nice to see you. Period.
S dot N dot L. Period.
Can't abbreviate Saturday Night Live without three periods. Period.
I've been trying to find that website. It doesn't work, Erica.
Saturday.live.lad. Saturday.night.live. My Chroma Comcast doesn't find it.
Ringa, ringa. Oh, someone's cell phone is ringing.
And it's Kyle. And Kyle's like, hello. And Brenda's like, Kyle,
Guess what, baby? I thought I wasn't going to be able to come, but I figured it out. I'm a ratager, a momager, but I covered the rat and the girls. Not literally, because no one would make money if they were actually covered, but they're half naked and being babysat in New York. I'll meet you later, baby.
Listen, baby, I set the rat up with Isaac Mizrahi over at QVC, and they're getting along so well. So the rat's going to cover my QVC shift in Pennsylvania, and I'm going to come to Vegas, and we're going to have a great time, baby.
So Dorit's like, oh, it would have been better without her, because I have unresolved feelings. Oh, this hair.
Oh, trampoline.
So, so everyone, so, is this the part where when Rinna calls, oh, you know, this is a little bit before Rinna calls, I was going to say, was that, sorry, I got distracted by the, all the SNLs, all the S dot L, S and
L. S dot N dot L, so L
when,
period.
Before Rinna called, then when they were like, where is Rinna and everything? And this is where, Camille was doing, like, oh, Rinna, don't, they're like, well, I don't know if Rinna's going to come or not because, you know, she's, you know, doing stuff with the daughter. And Camille was like,
a daughter, yeah Rinna, fashion week.
Haven't talked to her, Rinna.
I liked when Kyle goes, I mean, who wants to fight on their birthday in Las Vegas? I'm like, all you bitches want to do that. That's exactly what you want to do.
Thank God. That's why you're on a television show.
And then Dorit goes, well, I don't know if you know this, but Teddy does not like to shop, guys. And everyone's like,
guys. She literally said guys, too.
Guys. Yeah, I wrote it down. I had to, like, transliterate that. I was like, don't forget that Dorit said guys, like, guys.
Guys. Teddy does not like to shop. A pretty little puss doesn't like to shop. And they're like,
I thought the episode was going to end right there.
Like, I know. Cliffhanger. Teddy's like, yeah, I'm just a girl. You know, a girl standing in a bookshop waiting for Hugh Grant to be nice to her or whatever. Like, I know Hugh Grant. Big deal. I didn't even know who he was. Like, I was young. Who gives a fuck? You know what I mean?
And Erica's
like, I love shopping after a cocktail. Remember that time I bought myself a little change purse? It's like, Chad fought with me over that one. Tom sure showed him.
Yeah, Erica has a great observation. And she goes,
I find that I buy the most shit when I've had a cocktail. I'm like, yeah,
that's what usually happens when you have a cocktail. You do things and acts like, it's like, whoa, wait
crazy
a second.
News.
That's crazy. If you get a little drunk, you buy more shit. I've never been on Amazon while I'm drunk and ordered, like, coasters.
A Chanel change purse, maybe? I don't know.
Ooh.
So they get on the plane and they fly, and Kyle's like, remember how I was supposed to have a fear of flying? I'm trying to stick with that. And someone's like, don't you fly every week, Kyle? And she's like, okay, well, I'll give that up. And then Lisa's like, whoops, I poured my entire glass of champagne, yeah, into your new Birkin bag.
I was like, this is why Lisa is the queen. She is the only one who can pour an entire champagne flute on someone's brand new Birkin bag that costs $14,000 and then just laugh it off.
No, it's so funny. You're rich enough that you don't care, eh, Kyle? You're crying.
Kyle is, yeah, she's so mad, and she's like trying to get all the liquid out, and she's like upturns her broken back, everything falls out, and Dorit is like, Kyle, why do you have an electric toothbrush? Did you see this, guys? Guys?
Don't you worry about getting electrocuted. So she spills all her stuff, and there's a pill bottle and I think a joint case, you know, like one of those prescription joint things that you pop open. I was like, yeah, Kyle, you better work.
I don't know, because I'm a goody two shoes.
Well, it's legal now, so I'm a goody two shoes as well.
I actually really don't know what you're talking about, to be honest.
So they go to Vegas. I'll just wait until you need your marijuana prescription.
Oh,
all right. How about that, Ben? No, they just look like a prescription bottle, except they're long shaped, and you pop them.
Oh, and the joints are in there.
Yeah, they're like, it's medicine. Get it?
I'll put that in my Manila folder also. Does anyone see my Lisa folder? It says Lisa on it, so you know it's mine. It has official business.
It's getting heavy.
So, they get to Vegas, and the Max, their tour guide or hotel guide, is like, hello, welcome, welcome to Las Vegas. And Reed's like, what's that accent? I need it.
Can I buy it? Now that we're here at the Palazzo.
So, of course, they go through the presidential suite, which Kyle and Vanderpump have stolen.
Even though they're not the birthday girls.
Yeah, who cares? They're hilarious. Not the presidents either. So what?
Lisa's like, well, my Manila folder would beg to differ. I wrote president in there, and therefore, I'm president. I'd like to see your Manila president. Manila envelope president. I'm the president of Manila, the Philippines.
So they get in there, and then after all this equestrian talk, Teddy, of course, dips the bellhop.
Yeah, she's like, I haven't carried cash since the 80s, okay? Who needs it? I mean, poor people, which I get, which I understand, because, you know, I'm one of you, but cashless, like you right now.
I know you wouldn't think that I, of all people, wouldn't have cash. I'm sort of like a dark horse. Oh, did I mention, I love equestrian. I used to do it professionally.
Who's Katy Perry? Oh, you mean Katie? Yeah, I know her. She used to come to my birthday parties. Well, I mean later, you know, because she's older.
We would just horse around. Literally, we would get on horses and go around each other.
So this is when Dorit has her, like, dueling stylist.
Yes.
She's like, look at me, two ladies with style.
Look, my Laura Dern shag has turned into a severe Posh Spice Bob.
It's like, whose Bob is that again? I was like, I better think of it quickly. I've got 3 seconds.
I liked her.
Look
Marilyn.
Look at me, I'm magic at a spell, but blonde.
I liked her Marilyn Monroe look. She's very pretty.
She had a Marilyn Monroe look?
Yeah, in her interview section here. She's like, this is how I get all of this. And she has like Marilyn Monroe look.
Oh.
She's like, bloop, bloop, dee doo.
Happy birthday, Mr. PK President. Happy birthday.
I'm Betty. Whoops, if I was Lisa Rinna saying the wrong thing at all times.
You know what I like about Marilyn Monroe? When she stands over a subway grate, she has her little pretty little puss covered up.
So this is pretty Some much like it. How it does hot. This end?
So okay, so Harry, so when they're all hanging out in the suite, they're all chilling out, waiting for dinner, they're waiting for Rinna, and Kyle is like, you guys, something really weird happened. Like, it's really weird because I've got a sister and I also am friends with Rinna, and like, I gotta keep them separated, like offspring. And I was hiking and I was in my favorite hiking spot in Fryman Canyon, and I ran into Harry Hamlin, and like, he was really weird and cold, and he was like not saying a lot. I'm like, that's Harry Hamlin. And he said, so what are we gonna do about your sister? She obviously can't be around this group ever again. And they're like, oh.
Was he being serious, or was he just being Harry Hamlin? She's like, no, he was serious. Like Harry Hamlin serious, or serious Harry Hamlin? Which was it, Dorjeet or Dorit?
Meanwhile, Erica's getting glammed up for like the 10th time in the past 15 minutes, and they're like, are we going to do a Banshee Girl effect, or are we going to do a spice lip liner? She's like, ooh. Sorry, I did Mikey as Erica.
She's like,
and then, are you talking about Harry who gives a fuck lid? Because I don't.
I don't give a fuck. I just want no polite lips. I want a DSL. Overdrawn, overwet, dick-sucking lip that has a really good connectivity.
Yeah.
DSL.
Yeah, DSL.
My little DSL. Get it? That's my telecom joke, everyone. You can see more jokes like that on Let's Go! Live from New York, it's DSL. I mean, SNL. Oh!
Which is also a delivery service that got run out of business by UPS, which means...
That was DHL.
Oh, I was wrong. Well, I'm still going to suck a dick.
Not to be confused with the National Hockey League known as NHL.
Which also features me sometime in the future. I'll tell you when, but it's going to be awesome. Whatever.
I don't give a puck.
So everyone's like, oh, we've got a new husband fight. This time, Harry Hamlin's with someone else. Will he show up at the reunion or not?
So Kyle is like stressed out over this Harry Hamlin situation, and she's like, I mean, I'm too stressed to even appreciate the fact that I'm wearing a triangle, right? She's all about the triangles. Her new dress that she's wearing is like a full triangle. She's in a triangle. So then Teddy shows up. Teddy's just wearing lingerie now. She's like, I'm here. I'm wearing a bathing suit with lingerie over it right now.
My name is Teddy.
Yeah, she's like literally wearing a teddy. And Lisa Vanderpump's like, I just want to see her naked. I want to draw her on the Titanic.
Now that's a girl Leo DiCaprio would dive to the bottom of an ocean for. Am I right, ladies?
Let's stand at the top of the palazzo and say, I'm the king of the world.
Except you're not. I am, which doesn't really matter. I mean, I'm poor, but really rich. Like, who cares? I'm the king. I win. Anybody have cash?
So the episode draws to a climax when there's a... And guess who's there?
Hello, everyone.
Whoa.
Hello.
Hi.
Remember when I did this in Mexico and I said, hello, everyone. And we ended the episode. Hello.
Yes. And they're like, next week. Hello. She's still saying hello.
Hello, everyone. I'm behind a giant flower thing now. Hello. Hello from behind the flowers.
Hey, in the future, can we shoot this in a circular room so I'm not stuck in a corner again when you all confront me?
And that brings us to our final Real Housewives of Beverly Hills recap for 2017.
Ever. Oh. Yes, that was it. So hopefully nothing too crazy happens when we're on our little mini break. We're going to fly off to Vegas together and get a room in the Palazzo and worry what will happen when Lisa Rinna shows up. So we'll tell everyone how that goes.
We'll be behind a flower pot waiting for a hello.
Everyone.
We love
have
you.
Happy holidays. Avoid Krampus. Be nice to Krampus if you do see him.
Yes. Have a happy new year, happy Christmas, happy everything. And remember, I have an envelope with evidence that says Lisa. Don't touch it!
Although we are coming back for New Jersey, right? This isn't the last episode.
No, this is just the last Beverly Hills episode. Yeah, we have okay. Real Housewives of New Jersey tomorrow, and then we're leaving.
Yeah, we're too, like, impatient to do another episode on Friday. So, Jersey and then the break.
Yeah, everybody, we will see you tomorrow.
Bye, everyone. Bye.